It's Neil Atkinson with Rory Smith, and we're going to start off talking about the Club World Cup. They haven't invited Liverpool, unfortunately, which is a real shame, but maybe it's not a league format, and therefore Liverpool can't be top of it. They might decide to do it a little bit differently. Rory, the draw for the Summer Club World Cup is this week. You informed me of this. I'm behind events where this is concerned. It feels early. It feels very early.
Well, I just think we all need a lot of time to get excited about it. You know, Gianni Infantino has correctly identified that this is what people are talking about. You know, it's early December.
It's Advent.
It's what people expect of this time of year. You know, the Maltesers reindeers are being produced. They're in the shops. People are opening their Advent calendars, and people are thinking, who have Botafogo got in the Club World Cup? And I think, thankfully, FIFA will be there on Thursday to give us an answer.
So these pressing questions, it means that people can discuss it over their Christmas dinners. They can take the time to work through the format. So what is the format for the Club World Cup, as you're the man who's in possession of all the facts?
Well, do you know what? You asked me that. I think it's 8 groups of 4. I think that's how they're going to do it.
Well, yeah, I think it is.
But everything with this Club World Cup is up in the air.
No one knows when it's going to be screened. No one's bought any rights for it. Not got any money behind it yet, but there's promise of big bucks.
They've signed a couple of commercial deals. And they are confident, FIFA, that there will be more, which is how I approach my Christmas shopping. They don't have a broadcaster, which, I don't know anything about organising a tournament, but I think that's probably a problem. There has been very little uptake at the values. So the problem that FIFA have got, and the reason I think this is interesting, is FIFA have been trying to sell this idea as a kind of premium product. They see it as like a very literal Club World Cup. It's as exciting as the World Cup. It's as big a deal as the World Cup. It's just for clubs. And that to FIFA internally, you can understand how they would be like, well, this is going to be amazing. And I think, I've got to admit, as a football fan, the concept is not something I disagree with, to be honest. I think that there are dangerous... It brings with it like a risk for domestic leagues outside of Europe, which I think is maybe an unintended consequence. Because what will happen is you'll give however much prize money they give each team for participating. If you give that to Real Madrid or Chelsea, it will help a bit, might sign you a player, maybe sign you a player and pay their wages. But it's, you know, it's a welcome fillip, but it's not life-changing. 50, 60, 70 million quid because of the economics of football in Europe are so absurd. If you give that to Al Ahly in Egypt, that may well mean Al Ahly win the Egyptian title for the next 15 years.